Greetings again, my dear people. For some reasons, our mic was off. Our mic was off, and people are complaining they cannot hear me. And I hope now you can hear me. Allow me just to do a short recap. I have spoken and spoken for over 30 minutes, and nobody was listening, was hearing me, because the mic was off for some reasons. I thought it was on. But allow me to just repeat again what I have said here. Number one, I said, why are we concerned of the elections? Because I said for the past three episodes of our program, we looked so much at the matter of history of elections, constitutionalism, democracy. Why? What is the context of our program? Why are we doing this? Why is it important? And I have indicated that we are doing so because Namibia is a constitutional democracy. When we say constitutional democracy, we have spoken about what democracy is, and we have also spoken about constitutionalism in the last episode. But then I quickly went down to our constitution. What does the constitution really say in terms of the context, to give you the context again, because we are concluding the history of elections with this episode. The context, my dear friends, is that of our constitution. Namibia is a constitutional democracy. And in general terms, Namibia is not governed by a single person or by autocratic means or by dictatorship or monarchy or feudalism or federalism. No, Namibia is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, as is commonly said about democracy. But in order to get the picture, I said, you just go to the constitution. When we say Namibia is a constitutional, what is constitution? We have spoken about constitution many years ago when we started these radio shows. But allow me to go back to the preamble so that you get the idea. It says in the preamble of our constitution and Article 1 of the first chapter. Preamble says, whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is indispensable for freedom, justice, and peace. Whereas, what is the foundation of our constitution? What made us think we need a constitution? What made us think Namibia must not be governed from the air, from the opinions and whims of people? We recognize that the human family, irrespective of where human beings are, human family have inherent dignities, equal and inalienable rights. And in many cases, these rights cannot be replaced, because they will always, these people, yearn for freedom, for justice, and peace. Those rights, those dignities flourish when there is freedom. They flourish when there is justice. They flourish when there is peace. Whereas the said rights include the right of individual to life and liberty and pursuit of happiness. Three things. What do we need? What do these rights seek? They seek to protect life. They seek to give liberty to a person. They seek to allow a person to pursue happiness. When we do this, we don't look at the race of a person, at the color of the person, at the ethnic origin or tribal, if you like, or sex or gender, if you like, religion or creed or social or economic status. We don't look at those things. Okay? In Namibia, when we say Namibians, we don't care what language you speak, what culture you come from, what religion, what church you attend. When we look at a Namibian person, when it comes to Namibian administration, we don't look at those things. We look only at a Namibian person. That's all we do. And in number three, it says, these rights are most effectively maintained and protected in a democratic society where the government is responsible to freely elected. And then you can see now, election comes into play here. The government consists of leaders, and these leaders must, and hereby understand me, I'm saying must be elected. For them to be legitimate, must be elected. And how are they elected? On a universal and equal suffrage, not elected by one portion of the society. Except our constitution does not allow children to vote under the age of 18. We must not vote, as it has happened many, many, many years ago. It was only white people who were voting due to apartheid and colonialism and racism. White people voted, black people no. In the new Namibia, all people, that's universal equal suffrage, all people use the very same ballot and the vote for the leadership that you want. Vote, I mean choose the leadership that you want. And you who are elected or chosen, you become representatives of the people, not your own representative. And then you have to operate all together of us. We operate under a sovereign constitution, free and independent judiciary. These rights have long been denied to the people of Namibia. Those rights, rights to choose, rights to liberty, rights to life, rights to pursuit of happiness and all that has been denied to the people of Namibia for many years until 1990. Until 1990. It is the Namibian people who should understand this. We must not expect any other person from other countries or from other people to come here and tell us what we must do. We must know this because we have been yearning for it. For many years, we fought for it. We even fought among each other because we didn't have the same vision. But finally, colonialism, racism, and apartheid was defeated and we emerged victorious. When we say we, even those who were against, finally, they were also victorious. Those who fought against the freedom, independence, freely chosen representative, people who propagated apartheid, if you like, they are also now just free. In other words, they were also not free. So we emerged victorious as a nation in our struggle against colonialism, against racism, against apartheid. We adopt, or we are determined to adopt, a constitution to express. This constitution is expressing our resolve, our determination, our seriousness, our contentment to protect, to cherish whatever we have gained so far. And what did we gain? We gained freedom. We gained fraternity. We gained nationalism. We gained not colonialism, not racism, not apartheid, not discrimination. Those things, we don't need them. We gained freedom, independence, liberty, life, pursuit of happiness, fraternity. This is what we have so far gained. And we must work so hard. That's why we say we determine to express it for ourselves, for our children, to cherish and to protect those gains. Because it took us a long struggle to come to here. And the desire to promote amongst all of us the dignity and of the individual and unity and integrity of the Namibian nation. We need the dignity of an individual. In Namibia, an individual person has freedom, is independent, it has liberty, a dignity of individual. An individual just walking in the street, is that a Namibian with certain rights? You don't come and ask me, where are you going? No, it's not your obligation to know where I am going unless I have to share where I'm going. That's dignity. Okay? And as a collective, we need unity. We need unity. Only constitution unites us. Okay? Unity doesn't mean prevention of diversity. No, diversity will always be there. We don't speak the same language. We don't come from the same parents. We don't come from the same villages. We did not receive similar education. We are not from the same professions and so on. Diversity will always be there in terms of even of our tribes and our races and colors. But under the same umbrella, under Namibianization, everything must be Namibianized. Integrity of the Namibian nation, because we will be part of the association of the nations of the world, or in association with the nations of the world. So we strive to achieve national reconciliation. We strive. We have not strived and achieved it. We are striving to achieve national reconciliation. Why? Because we come from an era where we had to fight not only apartheid and the colonialism and racism, we also fought against each other. We harmed each other in the process, and therefore we need to strive for national reconciliation to foster peace, to foster unity, and common loyalty to a single state. And please understand these things. Single state. Namibia is not a country with little states in it. No. As far as the constitution is concerned, and for as far as elections are concerned, and you can now see why we are concerned about elections, we only vote on equal suffrage universally, the president and the National Assembly in general elections, save regional councils and local authority councils, which we will talk when we get there. In the meantime, we are concerned about general election, presidential and the National Assembly. In other words, we are not voting for any other leader on equal suffrage. Whether you are chosen by your church, whether you are chosen by your what, you are a leader of the community, of a group of people you are leading, but you are not leading the whole of Namibia. You are leading a small group. You are not leading of the whole Namibia. In other words, your leadership, when it comes to Namibianization, Namibianness, your leadership is under the constitution. That's the implication of what it means. That's why I keep on saying I am a clergyman. I speak as a clergyman. But when it comes to this point here, I am speaking as a Namibian. And people don't care whether I am a pastor or what. I am just a Namibian speaking to Namibians for the sake of Namibia. That's all. When I go to church, I can speak like a churchman. Okay? For those type of things. Now, that being said, we need to promote that. And we need to foster peace, unity, and common loyalty to a single state. We are a singular state. This does not do away with diversity. Our much cherished religious history, Namibia is predominantly Christian. We are happy to be that. And Namibia is predominantly traditional in a way that we have been governed many years ago. We still want to keep our traditional values, cultural values, customary values, as far as it is a possibility. But that does not in any way overrule the supremacy of the constitution, and therefore the supremacy of the elected leadership, those who are elected on the basis of universal and equal suffrage. Okay? So there must be no two states here. So committed to These principles have resolved to constitute Namibia. Namibia is constituted under this constitution. It's a what? Sovereign, secular. Sovereign means we are not governed by other countries. We govern ourselves. Secular means we do not prescribe to any religious convictions. You don't bring your religious views and say, no, we must do it this way. As far as Namibianness is concerned, but that does not also mean you don't have freedom to have your own religion. No. Democratic people, government of the people, by the people, for the people. In other words, it's the people who govern. And for that reason, we politicians need to come to us, to people, and ask us, please vote for us. We are the best. We are going to do this and this and that for you. Then if we are satisfied with what they are saying, then we can vote for them. Or if you are not satisfied, we listen to others, because there will be what we call multi-party system or what have you. Many candidates, many parties will show up and tell us how best they are and why they must be the people to be chosen. So, unitary means we are not a federal, we are not a feudal, where you have kings and queens and what have you, having certain powers over that of the constitution. No, not even theocratic, the religious. I know that Christians always want to be theocratic. They want to be in charge. But in the constitutional sense, we are a unitary state paying loyalty to a single state. Single state. The main thing we want to do is to secure for all our citizens, all, small, big, young, older, what have you. We secure for them justice. When there is a problem, justice must be served. Liberty, they must be given freedom. Equality and fraternity. When we say equality, when we say justice, we are talking about fairness. Liberty, we are talking about freedom, independent activities, independent mindedness. Equality, all the Namibian people before each other are equal. We are equal before each other. Nobody, when I come to you, don't expect me to kneel. Oh, because I am a leader, you have to kneel before me. There is no kneeling here. If I kneel before you, you kneel before me. Then we are equal. It is just equality. This does not mean we must not have some form of respect. Children to respect parents, subjects to respect leaders, if you like. No, that's not what we are saying. But it must be done in a way that it's not degrading anybody or making somebody more equal than the other. Fraternity means in the Namibian setup, we need to be people of one family. Brotherhood, sisterhood, sharing things. We don't fight, and so on and so on. Yes, there are political gimmicks and the political polemics. You can stand up and say what you want for as long as it is in the context of politics. But when it comes to Namibianness, we become one. And we are happy we see this already. We have lost our head of state who was in charge of the group that constituted this assembly. And we so far say thank you to the Namibian people for showing that we are indeed one Namibia, one nation. We have lost a leader, and all of us are there. We don't have to agree with each other. And this does not mean we are angels or he was an angel, he did not have mistakes. But in the broader sense of things, this is a leader we lost, and of all of us as a nation, we mourn, okay? And we need to give him a dignified farewell, if you like, as a nation. And whom we lost when he was a sitting president. So, that being said, we the people of Namibia now accept this and adopt this constitution as a fundamental law of our sovereign and independent republic. Fundamental law. The constitution becomes the fundamental law. There is no other law. that is fundamental above the Constitution. No person who is fundamental above the Constitution. And therefore, if we anything we do it constitutionally, we will be the best. And if you go to chapter 1 of the same Constitution, it says, the Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a what? It's a sovereign, we mentioned that already, secular democratic unitary state on the principle of democracy, the rule of law, and justice for all. That is a fundamental statement. And anything you do, any judgment you pass in your little corner, any law you pass in parliament, does it promote the sovereignty, the secular nature, the democratic, the unitary nature of our state, and the democratic nature of our state, the rule of law and justice for all? If it is against this, revisit your work. Revisit it. All power shall vest in the people of Namibia, who shall exercise their sovereignty through the democratic institution of the state. All power shall vest in the people of Namibia. And then when we talk of Namibia, what are we talking about? We are talking about the whole territory according to the international community, as accepted by the international community through the organs of the United Nations. This now includes the enclave, the harbor, the port of Walvis Bay, as well as the offshore island. The southern boundary goes as far as the middle of the Orange River. And the people, obviously, anything there is Namibia. The enclave is Namibia. The harbor is Namibia, harbor of Walvis Bay. All the islands offshore are Namibia. Land is Namibia. Wild animals is Namibia. Plants is Namibia. Minerals is Namibia. People are Namibia. Property is Namibia. When we talk of Namibia, we are talking about a huge thing. A huge thing, a combination of things. That's Namibia. And who is in charge of that thing? The people themselves are in charge. It's a single unit. All of us, we own this. There is nobody who must tell us, this thing belongs to who? This thing belongs to who? Belongs to you only as far as capitalism is concerned. Because in economic sense, we are a mixed economy, private and public. You can buy something, belongs to you. Anything that you bought, that's yours. Anything you bought, that's yours. Anything else that you didn't buy is not yours. Anything you bought is yours. Especially in the commercial land. In the communal land, the situation is different. Everything belongs to the state. And who is the state? The people of Namibia, if you like, are the state. Okay? And then, the Constitution of the Republic shall be the supreme law of Namibia. And that's why I mentioned that constitutionalism last week. It contains important law. People agree how to live. That's why constitutionalism is very, very important. And we mentioned also the majority rule and minority rights. And the citizens have the responsibility or to make or to break their government. And then we looked at the history of elections from 1989. Those elections ended apartheid. Those elections gave us the first president, the constituent assembly, the first national assembly. Those elections gave us the foundation of regional governance and the local authorities, something which we have never done before. And in 1994, these elections also proved that we can do these things ourselves, because in 1989, these elections were conducted under the supervision of the United Nations. But in 1994, we were on our own. In 1999, we were on our own. In 2004, we were on our own, and we translated even from the founding president to the second president in 2004. That's Ifike Punye Pamba from Dr. Sam Nyoma. And then we went on and on to 2009 elections. And Ifike Punye Pohamba was re-elected as the president of the Republic of Namibia. And in 2014, then we moved on to President Hage Geingob, was elected. That he became our third president. We had our parliament and all that. And then again in 2019, there was again election on our own. And this is what I wanted us to speak about. So let me speak about 2014 elections and then 2019 elections. So what did we do in 2014 elections, general elections? Okay. It goes on like this, that... general elections in Namibia were held on the 28th of November 2014. Although early voting took place in foreign polling stations for the seagoing personnel on the 14th of November, elections were for the first time on African continent using electronic voting. And then there were a total of 9 candidates for the presidency and 16 political parties contested for the National Assembly. And Hage G. Geingob, may he rest in peace, of the ruling party SWAPO, which has been ruling, won the elections with 87% of the vote. And SWAPO also won the National Assembly election, taking 8% of the vote. So... yes, in 2008, obviously, SWAPO produced a policy document stating that the party candidate would be chosen for each election among the top 4 committee members. And in 2011, SWAPO declared that whoever was the party's vice president following the forthcoming party elections would be the party's candidate for 2014 for president. Some high-level party members advocated SWAPO to choose non-Obambo and so on. That's internal matters of the party. We don't have to worry so much about it. But when it came to election itself, SWAPO was elected again, the candidate of the presidency and for the National Assembly. So Dr. Hage Geingob was voted with 86%, if you like, 86.7, that's 87. McHenry Venani of the DTA, now PDM, was elected with 44. Idipo Amtenya was elected with 30,000 plus. Then there was Asar Mbai of the National Unity Democratic Organization, with 16,000, and Henk Maj of the Republican Party had 8,000, Ignatius Sikhwameni had 7,000, Uthutwaye Mamberwa of SWANU had 5,000, Ben Ulenga of Congress of Democrats had 3,000, and Jan Mokwilongo of the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters had 2,000. And together, the total voters who voted for the presidential candidate, 890,738. So the total voter turnout was 1.2 million. And then for the National Assembly, SWAPO Party had 77 seats. Democratic Ten-Hole Alliance, DTA, then had 5. RDP had 3. All People's Party had 2. UDF had 2. National Unity Democratic Organization had 2. Workers Revolutionary had 2. SWANU had 1. UPM had 1. Republican Party had 1. And the rest of the team had no seats in Parliament, namely Congress of Democrats, NEFF, Monitor Action Group, Christian Democratic Voice, National Democratic Party, and Democratic Party of Namibia. And the majority of the people who have chosen, who took part in this election, were 893,645. Then the list of members of the National Assembly. Remember, this is the first time we had extended parliament. We now had 104, four members. And people and so forth and all that. So that is now, let me not go to the list of people who are members of the National Let me go there, 2014 parliamentary list had all those people. I don't need to read them, but we know who are our members of parliament from 2014 to 2019. Okay? To 2020, if you like. Right. Quite a number, 104 of them. Okay? And then you have 2019, which was very, very interesting part of election. What did we do in 2019? These general elections were held on the 27th of November, 2019. Ballots were cast using electronic voting machine again. There were total 11 candidates for the presidency. 15 political parties contested for the National Assembly. And again, Hage Geingob, may his rest in peace, of the SWAPO Party, was re-elected for the presidency. But there was a reduction in the votes from 87%. In 2014 to 56% during that election, 56%. And in Namibia, we needed only 50+1% to win. So the president won with 6 more percent, 50 and then 6 more percent. It was the first time in history that SWAPO Party has come to this. But obviously, SWAPO retained a majority, but they just lost the two-thirds majority, if you like, probably with a single seat there. So, however, the opposition party had issues, and also the independent candidacy came on board. That was led by independent candidate Dr. Pandreni Itula. And there was a problem, especially when it comes to the using of the EVM. And they took this to court, to the point that the court declared the use of EVMs as unconstitutional and must not be used again. Okay? Must not be used again. So for that reason, we don't know what's going to happen this year. But in 2019, Dr. Hage Geingob, as I mentioned, was re-elected with 56%. And Pandoleni Itula, who was an independent candidate then, got 29% of overall vote, and the other votes were taken by other opposition parties. So, if you go by the percentages on the votes, Hage Geingob of SWAPO had 464.703, that is 56%. Panduleni Itula, who was independent candidate, had 242,657, that was 29%. McHenry Benani of the Popular Democratic Movement had 43,959, that was 5.3%. Bernardo Swartboy of the Landless People's Movement had 22,542, that was 2.7%. Appius Aukab of the United Democratic Front had 22,115, and that is 2.68%. Esther Mwinyangwe, National Unity Democratic Organization, 12,039, 1.4%. Tangeni Iyambo of Swanu had 5,959, 0.72%. And Henk Maj of the Republican Party, 4.379, 0.5%. Mike Kavekotra of the Rally for Democracy and Progress, 3,515, 0.43%. Ignatius Sihwameni, also may his soul rest in peace. All People's Party, 3,304, 0.4%. Epaphras Mukuilongo of the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters, 1.025, that is 0.12%. So the total number of voters in this presidential election were 826,198. And out of 1 million registered voters, 1.358 million voters. So the National Assembly, elections came as follows. Okay. SWAPO had 536 seats, 63, that was 65%, and got 63, that is a loss of 14 seats. Popular Democratic Movement had 16 seats, that was up with 11 seats. Landless People's Movement is a new party that had just four seats, or has four seats. National Unity Democratic Organization, 2 seats. All People's Party, 2 seats. UDF, 2 seats. Republican Party, 2 seats. NEFF, 2 seats. RDP, 1 seat. CDV, 1 seat. SWANU, 1 seat. And the rest of others like Congress of Democrats, NDP, Workers' Revolutionary Party, National Patriotic Front, all have just no seats. So total number of voters were 820. The registered voters, 1.358, as we have already said. Then Dr. Itula, as we know, ran up. He challenged plus other political parties who supported that, the outcome in court based on the Electoral Act 2014. That allow electronic voting machine only with a combination with verifiable paper trail, VPPT. For the Namibian elections in 2014, 2015, and now 2019, EVM without a paper trail were used. But then the Supreme Court ruled in February in 2020 that this enactment was unconstitutional because it violates the separation of power. The court, however, declined to set aside elections carried out using such failed process, as there were no indication the devices were tampered with. This has attracted some controversy, nevertheless. So, the court said EVMs were not constitutional, but the court did not also set aside the elections results because they think there were no evidence to that effect. So the list of the members of the National Assembly, of the Seventh Assembly, are the ones that we see now. We see the Honorable Netumbo Ndaita, who is now resigned to become the Vice President after the death of Dr. Hage Geingob when Dr. Mbumba took over. Then you have Meme Sophia Shaningwa, Pohamba Shifeta, Lucia Ipumbu, Toma Rendo, Sara Kugongerwa Madhira, Johan Kanjimi, Pia Mshelenga, Alexia Manobe Ngube, Kale Schletwein, Lucia Vetboy, Nangolo Mbumba, who is now the president. He just resigned to become vice president now. He was replaced by somebody else. Christine Kwebes, Erastus Utoni, Takanji Murangi, Hamnyera Hambyuka, Hilma Nika, Norasten Lismata, until 2020, Bernadette Jacher, John Mutora, Anakleta Skerete, Peter Kashavivi, Margaret Mensah William also went to become an ambassador, Royal Kui Kutko, Sylvia Mohane, also all this, some of these people rest in peace, Cletus Karondo, Heather Sibongo, Tobio Pindi, Feni Nanye, Nigeria Kanjo, Franz Kapofi, Berta Dinyando, Nyambe, Verna Sinimbo, Hafeni Demula, Veno Kawaria, Natango Ifete, Anangi Pondoka, Vincent Mareka, Nono Kashingwitha, Daniel Kashikola, Agnes Ongarelo, Leon Yuste, Juret Kabetuna, Mandela Kapere, may soul rest in peace, Maria Elago, Modest Samse, Loide Kasingo, Penda Yandakolo, also became governor there, Paula Cooper, Abed Kawana, Jenny Matundu, Dorin Sioka, Levika Toma, Faustina Kaili, Utoi Nuyoma, Cornelia Shilunga, Shekero Twea, Emilia Mpewa, Derek Klazen, Agnes Kafula, Betu Ngarseb, Alphonse Ngarseb, Anna Shweda, Sebastian Karupu, Maureen Hinda Mbwende, and Gotard Kasuto. Those are from the SWAPO party. Obviously, there are others. Some have replaced each other, like now in the case of Mrs. Mbwende, replaced Nangolo Mbumba. Gotard Kasuto replaced Simata and others. More people came on as others went to other appointments or those who died before the term of office expires. PDM had McHenry Venani, Jennifer Fanenheifer, Diederik Fries, Vipakuye Muharuka, Nico Smith, Johan van Wyk, El Madinda, Esmeralda Kaibes, Johannes Martin, Kadheongere Sheundo, Ina Hengari, Godfrey Mwirima, Elizabeth Becker, Timotheus Shihumbu, Winnie Mwongo, Peter Mostet, Maximilian Kashimone, Charmaine Sirare, Hidipo Hamata, Yvette Rice, Rehi Dirhat, and Mike Venani. These are some of the people replace. There was something happened there within the PDM, and then some people have to come out, new people have to come in, and so on and so on. But LPM had Bernard Swartboy, Henny Sabe, Edson Isaacs, Utara Motu, and then Nudo had Esther Mwinyangwe, Joseph Kawandenge, all people's parted Ignatius Shukwamini, Erastus Shumbwa, and UDF had Appius Auhab, Themistocles Dudumura, and then you have Republican Party with Clara Govases, and then Matthias Mbundu, Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters, Epaphras Ankwirongo Longinus Ipumbu, RDP, Mike Avekotora, Christian Democratic Voice, Godard Kandume, Swanu Tangeni Iyambo. And then the president, by the power vested in him, had to add certain people, and he added Ipumshima, Emma Kantema Gwamas, Veiko Nekundi, Natalia Nkwakoses, Kalumbi Shangula, Yvonne Dausab, Peter Virho, and Emma Theophilus. So those are the people we had in the beginning, but the dynamic changed as some people took up different positions, and some people died, some people resigned. So people kept coming in from the list of the parties affected. So that is the elections that we have so far conducted for over 30 years. In 1989, 1994, 1995, 2004, 2009, 2014, 2019. So we have the about 7 elections. This will be our 8th election if we do so again, as we have always been doing. What did elections do? I said, why do we concern about elections? We are the people. If there is something we don't like, if there is something we want, we show it at election. That's the orderly way of doing things. And some people are saying, oh, we have people who are not educated. Some people are not that. I am also one of the people who think we need properly qualified people to be lawmakers. But that is now left for the electorate to choose. You, any party, the party must bring us their names. I have this person to be a member of National Assembly in our party. This person has this knowledge, has this knowledge, has this knowledge, has this knowledge. All of them, 100 and what have you, 4, you must all have them and tell us why we must vote for them. We must not just vote for charlatans. We must vote for people who have a knowledge of what it means to pass a law, to read the law, to legislate. We don't just want people who are good at the political party agitation, but they have no knowledge when it comes to real governance. Now, that being said, I now invite the callers with apology, because our mic was off when I was just speaking for almost 30 minutes, and I didn't know that my mic was off. I thought I put it on. But now, with that apology being accepted, I guess, I invite 2 or 3 callers to call in the program and just air their views on what happened in the past elections or any other question that they have. Because in the next episodes, we are going to talk about why, when we say all people, do we always consider people with disabilities? And maybe we need to find some people with disabilities as well to share their views. Those who have not voted before because nobody took them to the voting, all those type of things. So I keep on now saying, please, if you want to say a word or two, you may just call in the studio, 083-288-401. I just wanted to indicate that we have come to the end of the episode of historical analysis and historical narrative of what did we do so far with our elections. We spoke about democracy. We said Namibia is a constitutional democracy. We spoke about democracy. We spoke about constitution. We talk about political parties. We talk about citizens' responsibility. And then we looked at the results of all the elections that we have had so far and what they have achieved. What they have achieved is only a view. It is for you to decide as a listener. What have we achieved? I gave you an example that in 1989, after many years of long struggle, we fight. Elections was the dot on that long and debilitating process. That was the full stop. That was a period, they say. Full stop. War has ended. Racism has ended. Apartheid has ended. Destruction has ended. Election just did that. Because the election produced the desirable results for the majority of the people. And the desirable result, everybody said, well, this is what we wanted. We can work with this. Let us carry on as a society, as a new nation. Please, let us keep doing this because it gives us the best. And we repeated it in 1994 on our own without United Nations supervision. And we did it in 1999 without United Nations. And we repeated it until 2019. It's now for you to look at the numbers I have given you. At some point, our people were not so much excited about elections. But in the past few elections, 2014, 2019, or almost 830 people, almost 850,000, almost, not there, but almost people, all voted for this or that candidate. That was a great achievement if majority of our people participate. We don't care what the people produce. If they produce the best, fantastic, we adhere to that. If they don't produce the best, that would be regrettable. Welcome to the program. You are the very first and last caller.
Good afternoon, Mr. Katinda.
A very good afternoon to you. Please, we have 1 minute and few seconds. Please go ahead.
For a moment. You see, when it comes to voters' education,
yes.
Do Namibians know what is the difference between voters' education and the campaign?
Yeah, good question.
Because when I see what we have here is a campaign.
Yeah, many people just go for campaign, but do they understand they have to go to the polling station on the day of election?
Yeah, therefore we misuse the right of the people, of Namibian people, since independence.
Mm-hmm.
Because really we don't want to educate people about voting and what is the reason of voting. And still using a campaign as a voter's education.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if you go to people's rallies, it's whereby you hear, vote well. When I say vote well,
what am I
you
saying?
Know what, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it means vote for me.
Yeah, that is therefore we said, there's a difference between voter's education and the voter's campaign.
Obviously.
There.
Obviously.
Yeah. Therefore, I don't know why we are denying the people's right.
Mm-hmm.
While we know it's because of the reason behind there,
mm-hmm.
it's some reason because people they know what they are doing,
mm-hmm.
but it don't see whom they are doing it. The people don't see they don't know where are they.
Mm-hmm.
They are just vote.
Yes.
And they attend rallies, different rallies. Some they attend their party rallies. Some you find some mixing up, and you find the rally of other parties where people and say, "No, you see here somebody. We see those people here. Not your. We don't know what they want here, like that."
Yes.
This country, this country. Now we see where we are today. People now living in the situation where we could not even understand. Because we don't know what we are doing. We are in poverty.
Yes.
We are in higher unemployment. We are in the homelessness country. And the economic still continue down the drain.
Thank you very much. We have come to the end of our time. But your contribution is valuable. We will continue to discuss about it in the next program.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. We have come to the end of our program. And again, I apologize, as I've mentioned. I wasted more than 30 good minutes from speaking while the mic was off, and I thought it was on. I hope I have been forgiven there. But let me give over to our colleagues to continue with the next program. The program was sponsored by Conrad Adenauer Foundation. I'm Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, And the next time we'll pick up with election and the people with disability.
The Voters Education Program was proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Are you struggling to get through to the studio?
Well, send us a message on our SMS line on 1040.
SMSs cost $5 Namibian.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate.
A tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM.